So I'm joined now by Father Andrew Pinsent, who is the Research Director of the Ian Ramsey Centre for Science and Religion. And Father Andrew was also a particle physicist at CERN, and he is a priest, a Catholic priest for the Diocese of Arundel and Brighton. In the news this week, we've been hearing that scientists at CERN, where he used to work, have said that they have possibly found the Higgs boson. Now, a lot of people who might have heard that in the news might be thinking, what on earth is the Higgs boson? Could you maybe explain this and unpack it a bit for us?
I think the task of explaining the Higgs boson is almost as difficult as the task of finding it. And all kinds of scientists have been struggling for the right metaphors to explain it this week. Perhaps the best metaphor I've heard is that if you imagine a room full of people and someone very famous walks through the crowd, other people will sort of gather around them and slow that person down. And if you imagine that that famous person is like an ordinary particle going through space, and that crowd that we don't see is like the Higgs field, and the Higgs sort of gathers around the particle and it slows it down, and it gives what we call mass, inertial mass. And it's a way of explaining this peculiar property of all objects, that all physical objects, that they have this mass, they fall under gravity. When we put a spacecraft in space and we give it, we fire it into space, and it will just keep going. It's got this inertial mass, and it will keep going unless it's stopped by something else.
A lot of the media have been referring to it as the God particle. What do the media mean when they call us the God particle?
Well, the term God particle was actually invented by a publisher selling a popular physics book, so I wouldn't read too much into that. For some reason, the name has struck. But I read it as an indirect compliment. So whenever scientists are doing extraordinary new things, there's a tendency to want to almost bring religious language into this. And it's almost a backhanded compliment, I take it, for those of us who do believe in God, that they almost want to use this kind of language. It is an extraordinary discovery. It is another piece of the puzzle of what we call the standard model of physics. But really, there are a lot more mysteries out there. And so even in the world of physics, this is not the end of the story. I've often described it as the last piece of an ugly picture. We want to find out what's going on deeper, as more fundamental. So there's still a lot more to go yet.
Of course, there's still the question, if they have found this particle, then surely something must have made that. There must have been something first that set these things in motion, set matter,
yes,
particles,
yes,
in motion.
Yes, very much so. Whatever is God, God has to create all things, put all things in motion, and he is not himself caused by anything. But everything we see around us doesn't explain itself, whether it's light, whether it's the Higgs boson or whatever. So there has to be something behind all these things. The way I like to describe this is a bit like a house. You can imagine all the layers of the house. It's a very, very tall house. And this is our world. The house represents our world. And then underneath the house are all these layers in the basement that go deeper and deeper. We don't know exactly how far they go, but there's got to be something which holds them all up, all the layers up. Otherwise, the house wouldn't be there. And that's like God in relation to the universe. God has to be the unseen foundation of all that we see.
Popular culture has kind of taken hold of the whole area of physics and tried to make it cool, especially with the whole realm of quantum physics and astrophysics, all these new documentaries on the BBC, for example. But that seems to go hand in hand with a form of atheism that says God can be explained away by this physics. And what's your view on that? And can physics and God go together?
Well, first of all, I'm very glad in some ways that physics is getting a higher profile. One of the things that concerns me, as anyone who cares about civilization, so in some ways science is in decline in our society. Although we're accumulating new facts, real hard science is somewhat in decline in our society. We maybe go back to like the pagan Roman Empire, where they used technology, they organised people well, but they never really made progress in this kind of field. So I'm rather pleased in some ways that physics is being promoted again, and other sciences as well. But the atheism thing, I regard, though this may seem rather strong language, is a bit parasitical upon it. You know, atheists for a long time have wanted to associate themselves with the good name of science. But it's interesting, if you go back to the 20th century, when atheists had power in many countries, including large regions of the world like China and Russia, is that they persecuted intellectuals and they persecuted scientists. And here's one story that I think every Catholic particularly should know about. And I'll ask you a question, who invented the Big Bang Theory? Okay, don't ask that question. We'll treat it rhetorically. But it was a man called Georges Lemaître, and he was a French-Belgian Catholic priest. So the most important theory of modern cosmology was invented by a priest. And what's also interesting, and no one knows about this, or very few people know about this, is that that theory was condemned in the Soviet Union, the world's first atheist state. And as late as 1948, in fact, astronomers in Leningrad were being told that they must fight the Big Bang Theory because it's encouraging clericalism. So this is a theory of the cosmos that came out of the church or out of a clerical mind. And incidentally, the Pope gave him tremendous honours for his work. He was head of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. So that the Pope welcomed his work, and it changed our view of the cosmos, and his contribution is quietly and systematically being forgotten. So I think we need to recover our history. And in many other areas also, a priest invented genetics. The first woman to be appointed as a professor of mathematics anywhere in the world was appointed by a pope. Her name was Maria Agnesi.
And just to pick up on that, because that's a great link into this pocketbook that I'm holding right now that was written by you and Father Marcus Holden, published by Lumen, called The Catholic Gift to Civilization. I think it's where you talk about what you've just been saying, really, about what the Catholics have done for civilization. But not just science, is it?
No, not at all. Our university system, our art, our music, our legal tradition, our charity, and even much of our science arises from Catholic civilization and Catholic minds. And to give you one example, I work at Oxford University in the theology faculty. Oxford University was built around the Blessed Sacrament. It's lasted 750 years.
Father Andrew Pinson, thank you for talking to us today.
You're very welcome. God bless you.